Up next on American Restoration.
I got a call from Rick, and he wanted my opinion. And good Lord, this thing is rough. I wouldn't even begin to know where you're going to find some of these switches and everything. I mean, I'm glad you're doing that one.
Yeah, thanks, wow. Bud.
Oh, you've got my photo up.
I love it.
Obviously, you don't love it enough because I still haven't gotten my gift.
Somehow, I am always in the doghouse with Kelly. I don't know how I get there, and then I got to slowly crawl out.
This is a 1921 dental x-ray unit. This would be pointed at your mouth.
Okay.
The radiation levels they put out were so dangerous. So if he wants it working, we're gonna have a problem.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
My job is to bring old pieces of history back to life again, so they work just like they did when they first came out of the factory. But sometimes that's just a really bad idea, because some items were just plain dangerous to operate back in the day.
This thing is wild.
This is a 1921 dental x-ray unit.
Wow.
I'm actually a practicing dentist, and it's been in the basement of my office since 1982.
It's cool. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I've seen one in a museum, National Dental Museum. That's it. Why don't you be the patient, and I'll show you how this worked.
I hate the dentist, I must tell you right now.
I'm
one of those guys.
Don't tell a dentist that. That's not good. This would be pointed at your mouth.
Okay.
We would put an x-ray film in your mouth.
Okay.
The tube is where the x-rays were produced. I'd say, Rick, hold still. Keep holding it, don't move. Don't move, open.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
So it would take that long to expose that film, and you would get a lot of radiation. And back in the 20s, 30s, and even 40s, they didn't realize the total dangers of radiation.
Do you know what the X is for x-ray?
No.
Unknown.
Oh, okay.
It was a total unknown. So this was a dangerous machine.
When x-ray machines like this came out, they revolutionized the healthcare industry. But the technology was so new, they didn't realize that the radiation levels they put out were so dangerous. I really don't think this machine is safe to operate. So if he wants it working, we're gonna have a problem.
I could see this thing looking really pretty as a piece of art. Okay. You know, not working.
Right. I don't think I could ever get it inspected and approved for use.
No. It wouldn't be healthy and it wouldn't be safe. And that's not the way we wanna do anything. So yeah, we'll make it to where it won't be able to be plugged in.
Right. I'd like it to look nicer. I'd like it cleaned up.
Okay, so on the cabinet end of it, this is all wood.
Yep.
So you wanna redo all this wood first.
Sure.
Okay. Do it in the right stain, get all that done. On the inside, sort of go through all this and make it all nice again, hooked together correctly. We'll polish all the nuts and bolts and hardware. Get this thing really decked out to where this thing is the centerpiece. Make this thing look like just brand new right out of the factory.
That would be great.
In order to do that, I'm probably looking about $4,500 to do the whole thing.
Rick, I would love it.
All right, so you good?
I am great.
All right, awesome. Awesome,
thank you. No, thank you. I can't wait to come back to see the finished product.
Yeah, okay, let's go in the office. We'll take care of the paperwork.
All right, sounds great.
Hey.
I had that parts list for the gas pump.
Okay.
Oh, you've got my photo up.
You know, look at it. It's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Well, good. I'm glad you could just look at me all day long, right?
Yeah.
I recently did a photo shoot for our anniversary where I recreated the logo and gave him a photo.
It's awesome. I love it.
Obviously, you don't love it enough because I still haven't gotten my gift.
Somehow, I am always in the doghouse with Kelly. And I don't know how I get there, but I get there, and then I gotta slowly crawl out. You know, I am working on it. I mean, I know I'm late like usual, but I am working on it. I promise. I promise, promise.
I'm expecting creativity. Okay?
Okay.
Great thoughts put into it, okay?
All right. I am totally stumped and have no clue what I'm gonna get Kelly. I have no idea.
A few weeks back, a customer shipped us a really unique scooter that he wants us to restore. I don't know much about it, so I've got to call the owner and find out what he wants to do with this thing.
I'm really impressed with the, you know, the style of it, and it's very cool looking. What do you know about it?
Well, my partner and I, Kenny, bought it 20-so years ago and, you know, kept saying we were going to restore it.
Do you know what it is?
I don't, Rick.
Okay. I did a bunch of research to find out exactly what this scooter is, and I didn't find a thing. So I was hoping that the customer could shed some light on it, but he's in the dark too. Now that means that I gotta bring in an expert to tell me what it is that I'm restoring.
Are we looking for total original, or are we looking for something custom?
I'd like to see it back original.
Okay.
You know, a lot of chrome, as much as possible. I think that would really look like brand new again.
Sounds like you're not all that big a collector, but you want it real, real nice to boot. So we'll just make it look like an original bike back in the day, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. To do all that, I'm looking about $9,500 to do that whole bike. Okay?
Hang on, let me get my oxygen involved. I mean, you feel it's worth, you know, put that much money in it?
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot. I agree. But, you know, it's going to be worth it. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what you spent on it the way it's set, but
yeah.
I can tell you right now, I could sell it for over that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Once I did it.
Yeah, man, what the hell? Let's do it.
That sounds good. Thanks. I can't wait to meet you if you do come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Man, absolutely.
All right. Okay, Ike. Thank you very much.
I've never seen one of those.
That's because you never go to the dentist.
Ah, yes.
While Kyle and Fonzie are tearing down the dental x-ray machine, I've got a little detective work to do. I've never seen this kind of scooter before, and I can't properly restore it until I know exactly what I'm dealing with. So I called up Danny from Count Customs to take a look at it.
This is my project. And
wow. That is a project, brother. I got a call from Rick. He wanted my opinion, and good Lord, this thing is rough.
I've done scooters, but I don't know anything about it. It's got a couple names on it. I don't even know what they are.
Well, this trim piece on this side right here, it's a Lambretta, which was made by an Italian company called Innocente. But, you know, these things were so popular.
Were they?
Yeah, and especially, they really model them towards women, towards ladies. That's why they got your old handle back here for the passenger. You gotta have something to hang on to.
Besides your dress?
Yeah, exactly. That would be bad, man. You can park these things all over the place, and it's not like you're taking a long trip on it. You're just running around town.
Right. My thing is I need to know, you know, how rare. Well, you know, can I get parts so we can give them some kind of an idea on price?
Gotcha. You see where the horn is. The horn's down low. So this one is late 50s, early 60s model. The ones prior to that, the horn was integrated up here with the Speedo and stuff.
Oh,
it's definitely a rare piece. And man, I mean, it looks like most of it's here, but good Lord, man, it must have been sitting out in the rain for a year.
Yeah. I mean, everything on it is ruined.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't even begin to know where you're gonna find some of these switches and everything. I mean, yeah. I don't know where you can find any of that stuff.
You pretty much scared the living heck out of me, so thanks, bud. Well, appreciate it.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that one.
If Danny tells you that a job is going to be tricky, then you know you're in for it, because nothing phases that dude. The way that I see it, it's all going to come down to parts. If too many are broken or missing, we're going to be in trouble. The other day, we got a really cool dental x-ray machine into the shop. Robert's stripping down all the wood on the cabinet so we can put a nice new finish on it. While he's doing his thing, I'm gonna teach Tyler how to paint the metal parts with a wood grain finish to match the cabinet.
What we've done is we put our base coat on there now. Okay. Now we're gonna make it look like wood.
To start, we put a medium brown base coat on the metal. Now, to get the look of wood, we're gonna airbrush it with layers of darker brown and black paint.
Everybody does it different. My tree is gonna look different than your tree. So we're looking for a little bit of grain, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it nice and straight. I'm gonna go back and forth, just sort of a pattern.
That looks good.
We're not done yet, Ty, but I'm hoping you say it when I get done.
The next step takes a bit of practice and some finesse to get it just right. You take a dry brush and put streaks of darker paint on the metal to simulate the grain you see in natural wood.
All right, I want you to give it a try. Just dip it in there.
It looks like wood.
Good. Okay, now, once you clear it, it'll still blend together so well, it'll look like one piece of stick of wood.
Cool.
Okay.
While Tyler finishes up the wood graining, I'm paying a visit to Magic Mike, a motorcycle friend of mine, who has a knack for tracking down hard-to-find parts. I'm hoping he can help me with some of the missing pieces on the Lambretta scooter.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Rick, what's up,
What's going on?
They call me Magic Mike.
Rick and I have met over projects, and generally it's mostly for knowing where to find something that he just doesn't have time to.
I got a 1962 Lambretta that he's missing some parts, and it's like a scooter.
Like the Vesper, the Piaggio?
Yeah, exactly. On the skirts, on the rear skirts, it's got some holes in there. I don't even know what goes in there.
I think it's the emblems that go on those. You say it's a 62?
It's a 62 125.
Be honest with you, I won't have them, but I can do some research, and I do know a place in, I think it's PA, that I can get your stuff at.
Okay.
You got to have it right away, or?
Always. We're right in the middle of paint right now, so that's the last, be the last pieces on it.
Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
If I can help you out, I'll help you out.
Thanks. All right.
Stay out of trouble. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Stay out of trouble. Yeah, right.
Hi, Kyle. How's it looking?
Looks great.
Yeah, it's pretty. It came out nice.
I'm up to my eyeballs in projects, but right now I have this 1930s candy dispenser I have to check out before we ship it off for a really good cause.
The customer, he's going to put this in a fundraiser, and then he's going to donate the proceeds to Red Cross.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool. This thing dates all the way back to the 30s. So this would sit in counters of like candy stores, little markets back in the day. You would walk in as a kid, and you would see it on the counter, and it's just... Yeah. I'm to it, you know? I mean, I've got two or three pennies in my pocket. That's where I'm betting the candy.
Long so, look.
Yeah. Does it work?
I haven't tested it yet.
All right, well, you got a penny?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Penny?
Nice.
There you go. Then you got your candy.
It's mine. It's my penny.
All right, let's go ahead and get it boxed up.
You got it, Rick. It was definitely worth a penny.
The X-ray machine is looking incredible. The guys really knocked it out of the park. It's just about done, but there's a lot of pieces to it. So Roy and Cowboy have to put it all back together before the customer gets here to pick it up.
Oh, look how good them bearings work. Go down to the floor first. All right, well, there she goes.
I just got a call from Magic Mike. I can't believe it, but he's on his way over with all the missing parts for the scooter. I guess they don't call him Magic for nothing.
Hey, Rick. Magic Mike's here.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey,
what?
Could you get me the invoice for Mike?
Can you get it yourself?
Ooh, step in something?
Yeah, big trouble. She ended up doing something for an anniversary for us, and I didn't do anything. I haven't done anything yet. That's the gift.
That's a gift?
That's Kelly, yeah. She did
sharp.
Yeah.
We guys are always going to get in trouble over stuff like this because women have a natural born memory of every moment of their lives, and we can't remember 30 minutes ago if we blink. Yeah. Is she a romantic type person or?
Yeah, she is pretty emotional. Romantic, actually. She's very emotional, yeah.
You try poetry?
No, I think if I'd have wrote her any poetry, I'd be in a bigger doghouse than I am now, to be quite honest. I'd say something wrong for sure.
I write poetry.
You do?
Yeah.
No way. You write poetry?
Yeah, I write poetry. I'd be happy to write something for her.
I don't know. I'd love to see what you got. When Magic Mike told me that he did poetry, I thought, no way. I mean, most bikers just know how to ride their bike and drink beer. I mean, poetry? I never thought those two would go together.
Under the circumstances, this is something that you might use. It's called Simply Perfect. It says, I sat there for a moment, and then a thought ensued. What could be more perfect than a single day with you? A day when you feel every thought and every touch is yours, where the soft hand that I hold shares sentiments so sure.
When Mike started reading his poetry, I can't lie, I was pretty impressed that this burly biker is actually quite the wordsmith. If you could help me write a poem to Kelly, I would be totally out of the doghouse. It would be awesome.
Be my pleasure.
Okay.
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, man. Oh, so cool. Look at this stuff. Right over there.
Okay.
Get it all ready.
I'm here at Rick's Restoration today to pick up my 1920s dental X-ray unit.
All right, Rick, so you remember what this thing looked like. I mean, exactly what it looked like when you stuffed it in that box.
You're keeping me in suspense, Rick. Come on.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Check that out.
Unbelievable. This is absolutely awesome, Rick. I never thought it could look like this. When I first saw that machine, I was blown away. It hasn't looked like that probably since the day that it was manufactured.
This is the X-ray tube. It's the X-ray of all X-rays. It's shooting into your tooth. You know, it's incredible looking. So Dave made this shield off of a picture.
Just unbelievable.
Each one of these are hand-bent, drilled through there, welded, slides in and out, all nice. Everything fluctuates. Your degree of angle and all those polished pieces, we polishes all those out. They all work, the pin works. I mean, it's so cool. I would love just to have this to have it.
Yeah, especially considering this was in the 1920s. This was cutting edge technology.
Right.
Absolutely gorgeous.
See how this is all sort of the wood grain? We painted that. So I actually showed my son how to paint. What he did was he picked it up, and then he just went and wood grained this whole thing, and he did a pretty good job.
Wow.
What we did to the inside, okay?
Oh, my.
Is that awesome?
That is amazing. How did you do that?
It all came out, and it all got cleaned up, polished up. Everything in it's been redone.
Oh, it was a mess before.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough. Hey. You did a wonderful job.
I love this kind of stuff. So if you ever end up with any more, you bring it back. I want to do it.
Oh, believe me, if I find something as rare as this, you'll be getting a phone call real quickly.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Go in the office and I'll get that crated up for you.
I knew it would look good, but I never dreamt that it would look as good as it does look.
What's the best method to remove newer paint layers to reveal the original paint underneath? The correct answer is D, chemical removal. It allows you to remove layer by layer until you get to the original color at the bottom. What you do is you take your paintbrush, brush it on, nice and thick. It's gonna chemically remove the paint a little at a time, so you gotta have a little patience and you just gotta wait for it. So what I'm doing is I'm scraping through the layers. I got one layer, lemon yellow, next layer, sort of gold, final layer, it's a bright yellow. This way here is the fastest way to get to the original color that the pump came in. This is it in its original state. You can match that color and you're ready to go.
That's looking good there, buddy.
Roy and Kyle are putting the finishing touches on the Lambretta scooter before the customer comes to pick it up. So much went into this item, and I am super proud of it.
Hey, Rick, some gentlemen here to see you.
Hey, okay. Thanks, Kyle, very much.
Hi,
hey.
Rick.
Hey.
I'm Ike.
Ike, good to meet you.
This is my business partner, Kenny.
How you doing?
Kenny, bro? Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
So what you guys looking for?
We're the ones that sent you that 62 Lambretta scooter.
Oh, yeah, the Lambretta. Cool.
Here to pick it up, man. We heard it's ready.
It is ready. You know, I remember the day it came in.
Right.
And, you know, it was in a crate. We opened it up. It was just destroyed. I'm going to go get it. I want you guys to wait right here.
All right, we're ready, man.
All right.
We're hoping with Rick's expertise, he can put it back the way it was in 1962.
I hear it. I hear it coming. Come here, check it out.
Oh man. All right. Check
man,
it out.
Look at that. That is awesome.
Rick, all right, man.
What do you think?
Oh, man, brother, cool, man.
Cool, man.
All right.
Check it out.
When we saw Rick come out on that scooter, it was awesome. It's like 1962 all over again.
I just couldn't believe what kind of job he did. He did a wonderful job. It was awesome. I couldn't believe it.
Remember, it was missing all kinds of stuff, and everything was totally, totally junked out. I had a friend that does a lot of Lambrettas, so he got me parts. Got, you know, he had no emblem. The emblem on the front was destroyed.
Right.
You were missing this emblem here. The side emblems that used to be on the fenders.
Yeah.
These here, this one here.
Man, that looks awesome.
We had to go through all the electrical. The motor, we took apart totally and redid it. The wheels themselves, we ended up polishing the hubs down there. And then we also put new tires on it.
Yeah, when I talked to you on the phone, Rick, you know, it was originally, when we sent it to you, it was red. You know, we talked about maybe changing up the color scheme a little bit, and man, I want to tell you, great choice.
Okay,
man.
Good.
Great
good choice. When I got it all together, I was hoping you're going to like it, because it really came out
man,
nice.
I love
like
it.
That.
Man, I love it.
It's great.
We can't wait to get it back to Alabama so everybody can see it.
Put it in the office, put it on display, it'll be for everybody to drive by and come by. Anybody wants to come see it, it's welcome to. Rick, I just can't believe how good it turned out. All the stuff that was missing, everything was beat up on it. It's amazing. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it, man. It really does. It's awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Anytime, guys. Thank you very much. It's fun doing. Let's go in the office, and we'll take care of that paperwork, and
all right.
We'll get this thing graded out. I've been in the doghouse with Kelly ever since I forgot this anniversary thing. Luckily, Magic Mike wrote me this badass poem that I'm going to read to her. This should make things right.
It's the end of the day.
I know.
You can go ahead and clock out, buddy.
All right. Geez.
Thanks, Ty. Thanks. These are for you.
Aww.
I know I forgot our anniversary, and I forgot to get you a gift. And...
Is this creative?
No. Guess what?
You have something creative.
Okay, here it is. It's called Apologies. Please allow me to apologize for the things I often do. Things I seldom think of and that mean so much to you. Okay? I admit to not being perfect or even close in ways.
Jeez, Rick, what are you, a sissy?
Cowboy, what are you even still doing here?
I mean, I finally get myself out of the doghouse with Kelly, and now I'm gonna have to hear about it from every guy in the shop.
You're a wiener.